Well, hi, folks. I'm Aaron Brown. This is the Great Northern Radio Show. I got to ask a question. Are you all warm enough? Are you warm enough? Okay. Because it's really cold out. We had almost 30 below in one spot, or over 20 below this morning. It was crazy. One of our cast members, who will remain nameless, forgot the cast bananas in the trunk overnight. So it was Brett. Okay, he's admitting it. And so you had about an hour where they were, you had basically a bunch of hammers, and then later we're going to have banana bread, because that's pretty much how that's going to go. So it's important that you're warm enough, because I really couldn't handle, people could die in this kind of weather. I can't have that on my conscience. But when it comes to being warm and comfortable in winter, you really can't avoid, there's this word, it's really a trendy word that most of us don't know how to pronounce. And I'm talking about the Danish term, hygge.
Hygge!
Yeah. There's fans here. You know, something changed after the last act of Hamlet. The Danes became so mellow that they don't even mind stepping on all the Lego blocks that they create each year. And if we're to believe media reports, hygge is the reason why. It's both the cause and the solution of this. The last few years, we've heard this word a lot more. It kind of looks like higgy, but it's not higgy. It rhymes with beluga. It's hygge. It's often passed off as a high-end term for cozy in fashion and interior design. But yeah, it's not exactly right, but that's what sells the most throw pillows, and that's what's the most important. You know, whenever a culturally specific word escapes into broader usage, you have to question it. This is how hip-hop slang ends up in the mainstream, and middle-aged women in accounting describe themselves as turned up for wing night at Applebee's, and then that's when you know that it's all over for that one. That's not cool anymore. It's like that for hygge now. It's everywhere. Target, Pinterest. And if you investigate, you see it's not a commercial concept. You can find hygge in your sauna steam, in the heat from a roaring fireplace. There's hygge in a lover's touch, laughter among friends, or the soft fuzz of your favorite blanket. The only real requirement for hygge is that something nice happens someplace cold. And that puts us Minnesotans in the driver's seat, really, as far as I can tell, right? Well, guess what? A travel website recently named the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul as only the third most hygge in the nation, behind Seattle and Portland. What? You know, third place, that's pretty good. Okay, it's pretty good. But then again, who wants the bronze medal in hygge? You know, in Scandinavia, they melt down their cross-country skiing bronzes into cabinet fixtures. They get so many of them. They have no value. But here I go. Sour grapes won't win you any hygge contests. Stinky fish and old cheese might, but not envy. You know, hygge sounds like something we should want, but also like something we already have. Can we really get more? Maybe what we really want is just to be more Scandinavian. I mean, that's what we want. Just angular jawlines and skinny pants that fit. High-end sweaters, affordable health care. Perhaps we just want people to stop filling gaps in the conversation with useless American small talk and phrases like, so anywho. Think of it. We could take pleasure in the simple and surprising comforts of life, or as some would say, acknowledge that we are middle-aged, vulnerable, inching ever closer to the open arms of death, whose tight embrace will last longer than any winter. You know, hygge. I'm Aaron Brown. This is the Great Northern Radio Show.